when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all you precious people out there listening to. Who are you listening to? You're listening to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. I'll be trying to guide you tonight, and we are syndicated by Liberty News Radio. Sam Bushman and his entire crew. Yes, sir. We're syndicated internationally. If it goes to the moon, we probably do, to Liberty News Radio. And what date is the date? Today is July the 20th. Year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2024. I can guarantee you, folks, there is no name under the sun which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ. If you want to get your salvation, here's the formula. It's really, 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 really complicated. It's Jesus Christ plus nothing. That's it. If you believe in your heart and confess with your lips that Jesus was raised on the third day by God his Father, you shall be saved. And that's not the Bombardier talking. That is Scripture. Well, people, we usually go, as you know, this is a Christian show, and we always go to a quick prayer. We're going to do two prayers tonight because I think we need a bunch of them. I'll open up with the prayer, and I hope we don't forget. If we remind us people out there, dear Brother Rand's going to take us out in prayer. We'll come in and go out in prayer. So if you will, just bow your heads real briefly. Almighty Father, thank you so very much for keeping me alive, keeping my health and my fitness way beyond the level of what it should be as old as I am. Thank you for blessing Blood River Radio and Liberty News Radio and all of our family and friends. I don't know of anybody suffering right now. Thank you for letting us fight. Thank you for giving us the privilege and the honor to continue to fight the beast, Lord, that is here to attack and kill your people, your precious white people, Christian people, that the entire world hates and wants to get rid of. But they will never, ever be able to do that, Lord, because you will fight we'll fight hard as we can, but we know you will always be leading us. Lord, if you will, continue to give us the strength and the wisdom to carry on this battle. Never, ever let us shirk. Never let us ever commit a cowardice act. And I can please continue to bless us and let us never, ever forget where all good things come from, where all good blessings come from. And that's all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight is for us. Also, people, we always go ahead, Rand.
I just said amen. But
amen a thousand times to you, too, brother.
If I got a second, I'd like to just read a couple of scriptures if I could.
You got 3 seconds. Can you do it in 3 seconds? No, I'm just kidding.
Maybe not that quick, but pretty quick.
Well, you go ahead. I was just kidding.
All right. Thank you, brother. I'd just like to read a couple of the opening scriptures of Psalms, Deuteronomy 28. And it starts off, it says, "Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God." And I would just like to say, you know,
praise be
to
God.
Most of our listeners, praise the Lord. Most of our listeners probably familiar with Deuteronomy 28. But I'd just like to suggest to everybody, take a few minutes, sit down, read the entire chapter 28. Just read it out loud. And it's almost like real time of what's going on now. But I just want to say that Deuteronomy 28, and also Psalms 91, at the beginning. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, He is my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the prowess of the pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor by the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor the destruction that lays waste at noonday. And one last one, Brother Eddie, is Matthew 13, starting at verse 37, and it reads, and this is Jesus speaking, by the way, it's written in red in the King James Version. He answered and said unto them, He who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seeds are the son of the kingdom, but the tares are the sons of the wicked one. The enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the seed of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Therefore, as the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. That's who we're up against, people. We're up against the tares. We're up against the seeds of the wicked one. We're actually up against the wicked one itself. He's just not here de facto yet. But as I've heard Brother Eddie say, his minions are, the devil's officer corps are, they're alive and well. And anybody that's got a half a brain can just pay just a little bit of attention and know that there's some kind of evil entity in our presence, and that entity is running rapid and laying havoc, and it's simple. It's the bad seed. It's the devil. That's who we're up against, and we've got to have our Lord. I know sometimes we think that things look bleak. I know sometimes that we think there's no hope, but we do have hope. We have hope through our Father in heaven and Jesus Christ. And as long as we turn to Him, as if you'll read in Deuteronomy 28 and Psalms 91, if we'll turn to Him, if we'll lean on Him, we will prevail. We will prevail. Now, some of us may lose our flesh life, true enough, but we'll be in the kingdom of heaven with our Father. But that gives me hope every day. It's those scriptures, and that's what we got to turn back to.
Yes.
We as we talked about, and I'll let you elaborate a little bit more, maybe about it was the Spaniards back around 1400 and something. They had been ruled for 700 years by Muslim rule, and it was like 200 Christian men in the mountains that started turning the tide, and they won back. They won back their homeland. And that's what I hope and pray that one day, I may not live to see it, but I hope in one day that this homeland will be returned to our children. And when I say our children, I'm talking about white Christians. I hope it'll be turned back into a Christian nation. I mean a real Christian nation, a Christian nation where the leaders don't mind saying the word Jesus Christ and don't just use words like religion and God, because we don't know if they're talking about a God with a big G or a little G. But I want to hear them. I want to hear Donald Trump, and I don't think Donald Trump's the Savior. And I know here recently they spent a lot of talk about, you know, and he's mentioned God. But I want to hear him say Jesus Christ. That's what I want to hear him say. Thank you, Brother Eddie.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we don't need any red dots saying their red dot prayer either in this country. Anyway. I appreciate that you hit right to my heart, and I hope it hit everybody else's heart. And I do hope it'd be my grandest hope, and I'm sure yours too, Brother Rand. We could, through us, God using us with this program, we could bring somebody to Jesus Christ. Anyway, I'd like to finish the outline up before we go to our first break. We didn't have any donors this week, but people, I like to say this too. I'm not begging for money. I'm just going to say, if you think the work we're doing is good, if you think that that you know that we're sticking our neck out there for you, If you'd like to support us to do greater things, we have, me and Rand have a great thing planned for next spring if we can get the money. Donations have just dropped out, except for the same. We have a handful of people that donate to us, but thank God for them, and I'll mention them later. But the donations otherwise, they have just dried up. Anyway, people, so much for that. I don't like to do that, but it's, I mean, you have to have money. It costs us a lot to keep on the air. Anyway, when we come back, I'll tell you the outline. When we come back, first of all, we're going to play a audio video by Jesse Waters of Fox News. It will tell you everything you need to know about this assassination. So be right back, folks.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and, by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for hanging on. We're getting ready to play a clip by the guy's name is Jesse Waters, and he works for Fox News. And it's about a 7-minute clip, and it covers many, many points, almost too many for me to copy, about the so-called attempted assassination of former President Bush. But I'd like to introduce that by saying I got this from Biscuit today. He said, "Reflecting on recent events, it occurs to me that today is the anniversary of the failed murder attempt of the Fuhrer at the Wolf's Lair in 1944, 88. And also, I would like to add this, the Fuhrer, Adolf Hitler, was many times by greater magnitude, greater than the pretender Donald Trump. If you... fool me once, shame on you. Fool me 1,000 times, shame on you. And I'm afraid that thousands of our brothers have been fooled by the Jew-loving red dot mixer. I guess he's better than maybe better than the other guy. But anyway, it's how sad that we dump on Adolf Hitler, who was, in my opinion, he's the greatest man since Robert E. Lee. Greatest defender for the Christian white race. And there's no doubt about it. If people don't like that, just too bad, so sad. Anyway, we're going to play this clip, and it will cover the points of the so-called attempted assassination. And you people, after you hear this, me and Rand will discuss a little bit. You can come to your own conclusions, okay? Because you get a brain, at least hopefully well, you do, and I'm sure you do. So anyway, go ahead, Miss Teenage America. Roll that
clip.
First, that
since
audio.
Dodging an assassin's bullet, or as he's calling it, the greatest earache he's ever had. And as the details keep dripping out, we have more questions. Tonight, we're learning that the gunman was on law enforcement's radar for 3 hours, and the Secret Service designated Crooks a threat 10 minutes before Trump took the stage. And the Secret Service never said, Mr. President, don't go out there. They let Trump take the stage anyway. And 8 minutes later, he was shot. Crooks first aroused suspicion at around 3 on Saturday when security saw him with a rangefinder passing through the metal detectors. Police say they had an eye on him until he disappeared. Crooks was later spotted for a second time, this time by a sniper looking up at the roof, observing the building that he scaled and shot from. This was radioed into the command center. At one point, a sniper saw Crooks sit down and start scrolling through his phone. And investigators believe he may have actually had two phones. More on that later. This is when Crooks looked so suspicious that a local sniper team took this picture of him an hour before he opened fire. All of this information was being sent to the Secret Service command team at the rally. A Trump supporter in the crowd then caught him on camera lurking around. Watch this.
If you take a closer look, you'll notice someone in the background. The timestamp is 5:06, and the video appears to show 20-year-old Thomas Crooks lurking near a building just past the secure parameters of the event itself. As the video pans to the crowd, you'll notice law enforcement vehicles stationed in the area as well. As the camera moves back towards the building, Crooks appears to be seen again. Blink and you may miss it, but it likely shows Crooks was in the area for more than an hour before the shots were fired.
Another local sniper team later saw the shooter return to the building again, this time with a backpack. Again, the locals alerted the Secret Service command post, who still hadn't done anything. Then at that point, Crooks climbed up an AC unit and hoisted himself atop the building. Once he was on the roof, the Secret Service was alerted that there was a designated threat on the roof. Again, the locals had to take the lead. Two officers responded, and this is how it went down.
When he was able to pull his head up over the roof, he did, in fact, see an individual on the roof with a weapon.
He saw the shooter?
He did.
And what did the shooter do?
Turned towards him, had the barrel of his weapon pointed at the officer.
At that point, the officer's hanging on?
Yes.
To the side of the roof?
Yes.
Unable to pull a gun out?
Unable to defend himself?
Unable to reach his radio?
Any of that, yeah.
In that moment, did they realize there's a threat right now to the former president?
They did. So both the boosting officer and the officer that fell were both on the radio, indicating that there was an individual on the roof that did, in fact, have a weapon.
Who did they radio?
So there was a blanket tactical channel being
used. Heard it.
Everyone that was on that tactical channel heard it, yes.
Every Secret Service agent and every local officer knew there was an armed threat on the rooftop. Secret Service protocol requires the president to be evacuated immediately. But they let the president step on stage like a sitting duck. A 20-year-old with no military training was able to outfox a Secret Service team and local law enforcement for 3 hours and open fire from a roof of a security watch post 150 yards from the most famous man in the world. And the Secret Service was aware of this guy the whole time. All they had to say was, Mr. President, sit tight for 5. Don't take the stage yet. We have a threat. We need to handle it. They apprehend Crooks, and Trump keeps his ear. But that didn't happen. And former Secret Service agent Dan Bongino says that he has an unimpeachable source that says the plan was to have someone on that roof.
A high-level source reached out to me last night and said to me that the rooftop that the shooter engaged from was actually supposed to be posted by a local police department or non-Secret Service counter-sniper team. For some reason, that local tactical counter-sniper team didn't make it to the roof. What I'm hearing from sources is that that tactical team positioned it through a second-floor window, which cedes the high ground. And nobody noticed? Nobody noticed that that post, that CS post, was unmanned? Nobody had any idea?
Now, we reached out to the Secret Service, and they told us no comment. I thought the roof was too sloped. Now we're hearing the counter-snipers played hooky, and nobody noticed. And the Secret Service were the ones who set this perimeter, so no excuses. And the perimeter was set so that when bullets did start flying, the responding officers were trapped. Watch this.
Hit it like you mean it.
And not only was the building rooftop wide open, they didn't have any security outside of the building either. The Washington Post reporting tonight that local police had alerted the Secret Service before the rally that they didn't have the resources to station officers at that building. And the Secret Service didn't do anything about it. But Cheadle says she did everything she could, kind of.
Was every element increased after you learned of this credible threat?
What we increased was what we felt was appropriate for the former president and for that particular event on that day. We have been increasing the assets and the resources and the staffing that we have been providing to the former president since he was a presidential candidate and then the presumptive nominee. That's what I can tell you.
That sounds like a no.
I am not saying a no at all. I'm saying that we have continued to increase the resources that we've been providing to the former president.
Cheadle doesn't even sound like a Secret Service director. She sounds like an evasive politician. Today, there was a closed-door briefing to Congress, and they said the assassin's search history showed searches for Trump rally dates and the dates of the DNC. This is kind of like how he's a registered Republican who donated to Democrats. Weird, right? And we also learned that two Secret Service agents posted on the rooftop behind Trump, that famous photo, weren't the ones who unloaded the kill shot. It was another sniper who ended Crooks' life. But they won't tell us where he shot from. It's so bizarre. And now we're getting leaks from the intelligence community that the Iranians have a fatwa on 45. And, quote, there may be more attempts on Trump's life in the coming weeks.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for holding on. Listen, we played that video, and we're going to discuss it a little bit when we come back. But I have time to say this, and I'm going to unload my 2 cents worth, my palm, so to speak, and then we'll go to Rand. It really doesn't matter who the president is, who the governor is, the senators. None of that matters. We have the bankers, the deep state. The deep state runs this country. The bankers, the deep state, the bureaucrat, the politicians come and go, but the bureaucrats stay forever. In democracy, you know what? This entire system, people, is going to have to be torn down. And I'll relate this to that attempted assassination attempt in just a minute. The system we have was simply means death for white people, especially for Christian white people. We talk about democracy, democracy, democracy. And it's a type of democratic vote where we have one man, one vote. White people are going to be outvoted every single time. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. Amschel Rothschild many years ago said, if I remember his quote right, I care not who the rulers are as long as I have the privilege, as long as I can print and issue the money, give me the money, I care not who they are. Because that money rules, and you know it. That's the root of all of our problems. The money. So, people, what I'm saying is, in order, if we're ever going to have a lick of freedom, this entire government that we have right now has got to be torn down. It's not going to work for us white people. And you forget about having your precious little white ethno state without fighting your guts out. We have to reach out to all people in this country right here, all white Christian people, no matter where they are, because if you know what, look what happened to us in 1860. It will not work. And I'd like to expand upon that when we come back from this break, and we'll also talk about the attempted assassination. Be right back, folks.
Thank you.
proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Debt is now exploding by an unprecedented $1 trillion every 90 days. Think of that. It's a clear sign that our nation's finances are spinning out of control, and it's putting the savings of every one of you at risk. Hello, I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst and best-selling author and an evangelical leader. I'm deeply concerned about the impact this runaway debt is going to have on Christians like you who have worked hard to build your own nest egg for your family. To protect your financial future in these uncertain times, you need to diversify with something tangible and proven, like physical gold. That's why I recommend a gold IRA. To learn more, text FAITH to the number 989898, and my friends at Birch Gold Group will rush you a free info kit on how to move your IRA or 401k to physical precious metals, tax and penalty free. So don't wait. Just text the word FAITH to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Birch Gold Group is the only company I trust. There's no obligation. So text FAITH to 989898, and I pray this information helps you achieve prosperity and peace of mind.
Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich has been convicted of espionage that his employer and the U.S. vehemently reject.
Gershkovich was sentenced to 16 years in prison after a secretive and rapid trial in Russia's highly politicized legal system. The conclusion of the trial could potentially clear the way for a prisoner swap between Moscow and Washington. The publisher of the journal called it a, quote, disgraceful sham conviction.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Plane crash in northeastern Ohio has killed all three people on board. FAA says the twin-engine Beechcraft 60 went down near the Youngstown-Bourne Regional Airport while attempting to make an emergency landing. Mail carrier has been shot and killed working in Chicago. U.S. Postal Service says Octavia Redman had delivered mail for more than 15 years. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Well, sometimes, not always, but sometimes it's good to be orange. Rich Thomason explains what we're referring to.
It certainly was in the case of a lobster now living at Denver's downtown aquarium. The crustacean's rare orange hue saved it from winding up on someone's plate at a local seafood eatery. A restaurant worker spotted the orange lobster while unpacking a shipment, alerted the manager, who has since delivered it to the aquarium. The lobster, named Crush, for the Broncos' legendary Orange Crush defense from 1976 to 86. Rich Thomason reporting.
Wall Street taking a tumble Friday at the end of the week. The Dow yesterday dropped 377 points. S&P 500 off 39 for the day, while the NASDAQ fell 144 points. Oil was off $2.69. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online From rangemagazine.com, Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Hello, dear Blood River Radio family. I got just a little bit out of order a minute ago. I'd like to go back and make a brief comment on this assassination. I've read several articles. Chuck Baldwin put one out. Chuck Baldwin seems to think this because of DEI, equity, inclusion, diversity. I don't know, but I believe, to me, it looks like the modus operandi of the deep state. Exactly. It was almost a blueprint of what I saw. In 1963, I was alive when JFK was assassinated. And they did it. People, look at this. They did it in broad daylight. We could hear the Mossad, the FBI, who was Judge Andro, and was it, what's his name? Judge, and Brief, what's that judge's name you listen to all the time, Rand?
Nala Tapano.
I forgot his name. Anyway, you're Napolitano.
Thank you, Lizzie. Napolitano, yes.
Yeah. Well, I was listening to him a couple of weeks ago, and he said it's the same thing. He said he predicted that they would try to kill Trump. And Lord knows I'm no fan of Trump. I mean, I don't want to dog him too much because he does have some good things that are – the one thing is in favor, I don't think he's a communist. I don't think he worships Satan. I can't prove it, but I don't think he's a communist. I don't think he worships Satan, and I think that's why they hate him so bad, they being the Marxists, the Jews, the deep state. But he said it was the same thing. It's always the same thing, same modus operandi. They get a stooge, a patsy. And they kill him, just like they did JFK, they kill him in broad daylight. The Secret Service was in on it, according to Napolitano, the FBI, the CIA, the Mossad. He said they were all in on it. And he said that he didn't think they used the mafia. But the same, almost the same, I mean, look at here, the same thing here with Trump. Pretty much they used this dummy. And coming to find out, I don't know if Rand knows this or not, but he had been in a commercial with BlackRock. BlackRock had been to his high school. So much for that. I'm going to turn that over to Rand in a minute, but I'm going to reiterate this right here. People, it doesn't matter if Trump does get elected. Even if he does, I don't think he's got the courage or the brains to do what needs to be done. And here's what needs to be done. He would have to go and organize his own bodyguards, just like our Fuhrer did in the 30s when he organized the SS. It was multi-layered. I've talked to somebody about that today. Multi-layered. I think it was Biscuit. Yeah, I think Biscuit said that. He would have to call the Secret Service in his first day there and said, your services are no longer needed. Get the hell out of here and find you a real job. He'd have to call the commandant of the Marine Corps. He'd have to call the commander of the, like the 5th Ranger Battalion, call these people in there and say, I want you, I'm going to make this fast. I want the personnel files of your top young NCOs and your top junior grade officers, nobody above major. And I am going to organize my own bodyguards, and we're going to start arresting these thugs. We're going to go and arrest the Secretary of Defense. We're going to arrest these bureaucrats, the head of the State Department. We're going to arrest the head of the CIA. We're going to get rid of all of them. We're going to tell the CIA, your services are no longer needed. And you got about 30 seconds to get the hell out of here. Or if you don't want to get out of here, you can have your choice of piano wire or a black hood over your head and your last cigarette. But you're the hell out of here. He's going to have to do that, people. He's going to have to eliminate some people. Because I'm telling you, this government, the way it is right now, it never going to work. It might have worked at one time when the population of the United States was 90% white, but I don't know how the hell anybody could think this stinking government could ever work. As corrupt it is and as anti-white as it is, and you have to, and first and foremost, you have to kick out the damn bankers. You have to get rid of those damn Jew bankers, get rid of the deep state, get the bureaucrats, and we probably need a good white Christian dictator to start off with. Rand, go ahead. Take it off. Take the ball, fella.
Okay. Thank you, brother. Just a few comments about the assassination attempt. And one of the things that caught my ear what some of the things that I heard and read on my phone, because I don't have network TV. I don't listen to the mainstream media. I do see clips and things from different news sources that run different clips from some of the leftist media. But one of the first things that caught my ear was the type of rifle. And y'all heard me say on this program more than one time that I don't have military experience, but I have done a lot of deer hunting. And I don't deer hunt with an AR-15. And anybody that was serious about taking anybody out from 200 yards or so, they said this was more like 130 yards, which is a very good shot with a very makeable shot with a 308 rifle bolt action. And I wouldn't have chose an AR-15. So that's funny to me. And another thing, it's about the range finder. You know, he goes through the metal detector or the checkpoint. They find a range finder. Well, they should have nabbed him right then, in my opinion. But what about the rifle? I haven't heard anybody talk about how the rifle got there. So was the rifle already there? Did somebody inside the Secret Service already have the rifle in position? And I've also heard about a second shooter. And if it was a second shooter, because at one report, they talked about that now they think that this guy really didn't intend to shoot Trump. It was just going to be like a mass shooting, and he just started shooting, which I have heard that he shot 5 to 8 times. But my point is, if you're really serious about killing somebody, one thing, your scope is probably going to cost more than the rifle. You're going to have a good scope, and you're not going to be shooting multiple times. You're going to take one good shot. Of course, if you miss him and you got time, of course, you may shoot again. But if there was a second shooter somewhere and they just had this guy as a stooge up there, and it was kind of a planned thing, and they had another shooter somewhere at another point, the timing went wrong. And I would just think in my mind, and I'm just thinking this now, that the stooge with AR-15 that wound up getting his head blowed off, I think he might have shot before the real shooter shot and had a chance to shoot. Because if you got it set up that way, you're not going to have some funky like Crooks as the second shooter. You're going to have a real trained sniper that knows what he's doing, and he most likely isn't going to miss. So that's just a little bit that I wanted to say about that. Now, everybody's talking about incompetence. Lord knows, anybody with a half a brain can see that this is not incompetence. This was a planned murder of the former president of the United States, and it's a cover-up. And even in that clip, Jesse Waters says that CIA director don't sound like a CIA director. It sounds like a politician that's just trying to shoot a bunch of smoke up people's rear end. And I've also heard that the security that day was from Homeland Security and did not have the proper training. So we don't know how all these technicals may have run. Do I think everybody there that day was in on it? No. But it was set up in a way that surely they could recognize that, hey, there's something fishy about this whole thing, you know. Something just don't smell right about it. But I'll say this last thing, and it could be coincidence. I don't really believe in coincidences. But just a couple of days ago, we had the Microsoft shutdown. It's just got to make you think, was there something on that internet? And I'm no tech guy. Was there something on that internet that they had to get rid of that would never be seen again? And maybe that's why they said worldwide shutdown of Microsoft, that happened. And that's just some things that just come to my mind. But like I said, it's like they wanted to throw that word back to the AR-15, and then I'll give it back to Eddie. They kept throwing that word out, AR-15. It's almost like they wanted to use that again to outlaw AR-15s, and they still may do that. And I wouldn't doubt that it come from the Republican side. But there again, I myself I wouldn't have, if I was going to do something like that, I wouldn't have used an AR-15. But that's just,
you know, there's some similarities there, Rand. You know, with the so-called shooter in Dealey Plaza with the I forgot, I should never remember that guy's name. I'll never forget his name. The fellow who was the shooter against JFK, he used supposedly a Italian made. It was a cheap pre-World War I Italian. It was a 6.5 millimeter. The scope, when they found the rifle, the scope was way off. I mean, it was loose. You couldn't. I mean, you could hit anything with that. A lot of people may not know what we're talking about because they don't hunt and shoot. But there was some similarities there. Scott's killed JFK with this piece of crap junk rifle, supposedly, that you couldn't hit anything with. And the AR-15, that'd be the last. I'd soon have a 22 Magnum. Be right back, folks.
This is a battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio people, thank you so much for hanging out, and thank you very much. I hope you do excuse my mental. It was Lee Harvey Oswald we were trying to think of during the break. I cannot believe I could not remember that name because I was in like in study hall at Longview Junior High when that went down. But, yeah, just to reiterate, that rifle he used, I should have looked it up during the break. It was an Italian-made 6.5-millimeter bolt action. There's nothing wrong with the 6.5. That's a pretty nice little rifle. Matter of fact, the people in Sweden and Finland, that's a real popular, been a real popular moose round, although it's pretty small to kill moose and elk and stuff like that. Of course, it depends. It shoots a real long, it's a long bullet, a heavy for caliber bullet, which gives you a lot of what they call sectional density. But Rand made a good point. Anybody that's been around firearms, I know these young kids are really wild and crazy about something, just spray, you know, just bop, 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 bop. But, I mean, the AR, I mean, it's just a piss ant compared to an M14, or even better, I like a 300 Winchester Magnum myself. And, which makes the AR-15 look like a pea shooter. But I don't know. There's so many inconsistencies. So many things didn't make any sense. But the same thing with the JFK assassination. You would think the way they planned that in detail, they would have had somebody who was better than James Earl Ray. Excuse me, James Lee Harvey Oswald. James Earl Ray was here in Memphis trying to kill a king. And they did. because I hear Ren, I think I have to go back and review it. I used to know that rhyme and verse back to 1963, but I think there was a, if you go back and research it, they considered, I think there was about three shooters they used against JFK. But you know, you've heard about the, you used to hear about the magic bullet all the time.
And the grassy knoll.
Yeah, the grassy knoll. I've been there. I've been there years ago. It gives you a really eerie feeling to go there. But the point is, and here's the point I almost forgot, Rand. The same, what they did to JFK and what they tried to do to Trump, and I'm with you, I think it was attempted assassination that they did, blew it, because, I mean, hell, the JFK was a sloppy. They got him, but it was pretty sloppy. That's what they're going to do to anybody who tries to resist them, anybody that tries to resist this. This is my opinion right here, that anyone that tries to stand up and resist this communist, Jewish, Satan-worshipping cabal that is lording it over us right now, they're going to get JFK'd, and they're going to get Arkansas'd. And they would love to do that to us, us and our other brethren, Rand. If here on Blood River Radio, if we slowly started making waves and started getting a big following and getting people marching to Nashville and getting people to go back to Charlottesville, which I would dearly love to go to Charlottesville. That's one thing. People, this is kind of an aside, but it's not. Next month, August, is Charlottesville month. And just so happens, the Saturday, August the 17th, August the 12th in the year of 2017, was it a Saturday? Well, this year, let's see, I think I got my dates wrong. But anyway, I want to go back that month, the week of August the 12th, I want to go to Charlottesville, and I want to get me a Confederate flag. I know several people have got one, the big one. Rand has one. I can't promise I'll do it, but I think somebody has to do it, Rand. I think we owe it to our people who are in prison in Charlottesville, in Virginia. They're there rotting in prison. You know what? No one even mentions her name. We don't mention her name enough. I mean, it's just like they're, you know, expendable. But I want to go back, and I want to march down Market Street, and I want to march where it used to be the Lee Park. Even if it's Sunday morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, when there's not a lot of people, I would have to hit and run. I've asked a friend of ours who is in law enforcement in another state what he think. In fact, I talked to him just today. If people think I would get arrested, he said he did not think. Just by God, as long as I stayed on private property, I didn't announce it, didn't make a big deal about it. But you know what, Rand? We need to go, and I'm really ashamed of being a member of the League of the South, and you're a member of the League of the South. If you don't know the truth, what in the hell have we done since Charlottesville? Nothing. We got our people up there rotting in jail, and we never even talk about them. You know what? If you know the truth, we never even lift a fist. I hand out pamphlets. I hand out, Free Magnolia newspapers. I hand out stuff for Blood River Radio. I hand out Goyim Defense League stuff. But you know what? I've doing that for, really picked it up the past month, and I've got two people have signed up for the Blood River Radio newsletter. We need to get that newsletter cranked up. But Rand, that just gives me a bad feeling about that. You know why? I mean, are we men? Are we just going to sit here and meet in these four walls down with Tumpka? Are we going to meet up here in these state parks up here at Montgomery Bell and just drive around like a bunch of banty roosters, you know, and crow and act like we're oh so tough? But when are we going to get off our ass and go out and do something, Rand? Back to you, brother.
You bring up a good point, Brother Eddie. I mean, because those guys sitting in prison, well, guys, those fellas, I hate to use the word guys, but sometimes I catch myself doing it. But anyway, they got a lot of time to sit there and think. And, you know, I just believe if I was sitting in there, I would have to question, where's my white brothers and sisters? Where's the protests? Where's the rallies? Why ain't they organizing a rally at least somewhere in our support? Why don't I hear about something going on in our support? So, yeah, I mean, they've just kind of been left there, kind of forgotten, and, you know, kind of like tough, you know. So it's sad in a way. It's sad in a way that we haven't done something, and I include myself, that we haven't done something in their support in some way, shape, form, or fashion. That's for sure. That is for sure.
It's 15 for Memphis. It's about 1,500 mile round trip. I would have to rent a car. I would like to get somebody to go with me. I know it's probably risky for people, especially people who have families. It's expensive. Have rent a car, get gas. You have to get a hotel. We have friends in Virginia, but they're still about 3 miles out of Charlottesville. So the logistics are pretty tough. Plus, I'm going to be running the New York Marathon again, November 3rd, God willing. But I would rent. I feel driven. I mean, I feel like I'm less of a man if I don't do something like that. I really do. And I know we're about to run out of time here, but I mean,
it just shows you're a compassionate fellow, Eddie, and that you do care about your brothers and your comrades that was with us that day.
Yes,
in Charlottesville, you know.
And we talk about the political prisoners. I'm not throwing crap on Sister Monica or Sister Nancy, but I told them, we got political prisoners. We don't have to go to Canada or Scotland or France for political prisoners. We got them right here within 750 miles of my house. We got guys. We got 18 years old. One of them was 18 when he was arrested. One of them was 20. Jacob Goodwin. I think he was 20, 22. He's rotting in prison. The last time I talked to his dad told me that they had tacked additional time on him because he didn't snap to detention and salute like he was supposed to. Some kind of bullshit regulation they have up there. You know something else they do to him up there? I think I might have said this on the radio. They had all the cold water run off. If they wanted any drinking water, they had to drink, eat, and shower in hot water. I mean, just torturing those guys, man. So I'm telling you flat out, I was talking to one of our supporters today, and he said that if the satanic power from the FBI, the Satan-worshipping FBI, the Satan-worshipping CIA, whoever, come to get him, he said he's going to hold court in the yard. The judge will give his render his judgment right there in his yard. And that's the way it's got to be, people. It really does. I mean, this legal system, ran is it's so damn corrupt. It's so satanic and evil. But back to you.
Let's just remember. I mean, so much can happen within a week's time. I think it was Monday that they came out. I don't know exactly when that judge. I think her name was Eileen Cannon, that dismissed the 40-something charges against Trump. I mean, that happened that Monday, or the news broke of it that Monday after the assassination attempt on Saturday. So, you know, the dominoes are kind of falling for those leftists. You know, they're kind of in harem scarum mood right now. They don't know what to do about, you know, getting Biden out of there, who they're going to put in. You know, they kind of messed themselves about by not having the convention simply because, I think they didn't want him. Biden to debate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. But you know something, another that I read this morning, this is just a side, but you know, in 1912, I think in October the 15th, you know, that's when
you're the Titanic.
Somebody shot Roosevelt. They shot Roosevelt. You know, he was running for his third term.
Yes.
Remember, he spoke for an hour with a bullet in.
Yes.
And I think he died with that bullet in, matter of fact. But he spoke for an hour before he ever went to the hospital.
We'll see you back on the third hour. We're going to bring Sister Monica and Sister Nancy, and we'll catch you back on the third hour. When we come back, I'm going to ask you, before we do anything else, what will happen if Trump comes in there and he dismisses the Congress and brings in the Waffen SS? Be right back, folks.